Page 68. We've got mail.
Dear Side by Side, we are students in Mr. Smith's class at the English Language Center, and we are very confused. We just don't understand the present perfect tense. We don't have this tense in our languages. We don't know when to use it, and we really don't like all these past participles, such as given and driven. Why do we need this tense anyway? Why can't we just use the tenses we already know? Sincerely, perfectly happy with the present and the past.
Dear Perfectly Happy, the present perfect tense has always been difficult for learners of English. We'll try to explain it to you with some examples. We use the present perfect tense to talk about things that happened or didn't happen sometime in the past, but the exact time isn't important. For example, I have already seen that movie. He has never ridden a motorcycle. She hasn't gone to the bank yet. Things that happened many times in the past. For example, I have driven trucks for many years. We have eaten lunch there many times. Things that happened in the past and are still happening in the present. For example, I have known them for 2 years. She has been sick since last Thursday. They have lived here for a year. It's interesting how different languages express time in different ways, and we can understand why this tense is difficult for you. In your languages, you might say, I live here since last year. I am living here since last year. I lived here since last year. In English, these are all wrong. Sorry. The correct way to say this is, I have lived here since last year. This means, I lived here before and I still live here now. So that's why we need the present perfect tense in English. Thanks for your question, and good luck. Sincerely, Side by Side.